The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Sportfish Division is proposing to rear about 100,000 hatchery smolt in a temporary saltwater net pen and then release them into Frederick Sound near the mouth of City Creek, just east of Petersburg. The fish would come from Crystal Lake Hatchery, which is at Blind Slough by the Wrangell Narrows south of town. Chinook returns to the hatchery have been weak for several years, and that's meant less fishing opportunity. By rearing some of the smolt in a temporary net pen for a month each spring, the department hopes to help them grow bigger before they're released into the wild. Ideally, that would improve ocean survival and lead to bigger returns. During a meeting of the city council, sportfish biologist Doug Fleming said the method had worked before in Southeast.
Saltwater net penning for a 4 to 6 week period generally improves the spring growth, the saltwater readiness, and the potential to would potentially reduce predation following release of the very small king salmon in Blind Slough.
However, Fleming cautioned that net penning did not always work, so he said there were no promises this would result in tons more king salmon in the area. The idea, according to Fleming, is to evaluate the site and see if the potential for success is there.
Some of the outcomes, successes that we would hope for with a project like this, which is a small-scale project, would be to increase the immediate area sport fishing opportunity right around Petersburg. As we all know, we're 3 miles from the mouth of the Narrows, and that would be pretty nice for people here. It's a lot, you know, if people want to go out in the evenings and fish, it's not economically a steep gas bill to go out by Frederick Point and fish.
If the program works out, Fleming said it might increase the number of king salmon in everyone's catches. Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Executive Director Brian Lynch said his commercial fishing group supported the project, as well as the recent installation of a heat exchanger to improve water conditions at the hatchery itself.
I think those are both really good projects to increase our own size and provide more Chinook for not just sport fisheries, but for troll, gillnet, and even, you know, some possible seine fisheries that they might get into. So I think it has a great deal of potential for increasing catches in these fisheries.
The Sportfish Division's hoping to secure funding for the enhancement project this coming year from the Southeast Alaska Chinook Salmon Fishery Mitigation Program. That federally funded and state-administered program is aimed at making up for Chinook harvest reductions under the Pacific Salmon Treaty with Canada. Lynch is a retired biologist who worked on that treaty, and he thought the enhancement project was a good use of the mitigation money. However, another retired fish and game biologist, Tim Kieneman, was not in support, at least not without more study and information. In a letter to the city council, Kieneman expressed concern that the release of hatchery kings at City Creek could mean more fishing effort in Frederick Sound, which could impact the wild runs to the Stikine and Farragut Rivers. Kieneman was not at the council meeting, but he was one of a couple people who raised that issue at a meeting of Petersburg's Fish and Game Advisory Committee the week before.
When we put more fish out there, say that this thing proves itself and we expand it, then we're going to be sort of mixed stock fishing like we used to in Icy Straits, and what's going to happen to these north side runs and the Farragut run, which I think are already on the decline, whether it's because of this general decline in the state, whatever, I don't know. So I guess my bottom line is I'd like to have a lot more information before I'd support the proposal.
Project proponents point out they would not be increasing the total number of hatchery kings released into area waters beyond historical levels. Rather, they would be taking some of the Crystal Lake smolt and putting them into Frederick Sound instead of Blind Slough. Charter operator and advisory committee member Stan Malcolm worked on the plan with Fish and Game and spoke in support of it during this month's committee meeting.
This increased effort that could happen in future years if the run built up. We don't know that that's going to happen. You know, I mean, this is, like we say, this is an experiment to see if we can get some better survival, better return rates. And that's what we want to do.
Malcolm and Fleming will be working to secure the required permits and funding in the hopes of starting the project this coming spring. They want to continue it for a minimum of 4 to 5 years to see whether the adult returns to Frederick Sound fare any better than the fish returning to Blind Slough. The Fish and Game Advisory Committee didn't take a vote, but an informal show of hands indicated a majority wanted the plan to move forward. At its subsequent meeting a couple days later, the Petersburg City Council voted unanimously to write a letter of support for the project. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.